Hi, goaltenders. This is Pascal Vallana from Elite Goalies Canada, and I'm going to explain the new tool to track your games. Now, this new tool is going to track your statistics by period. It's got the pictures of the ice rinks there, pictures of the net to give you a good view and help you help bring back the memory of how these things happen so that you can plan your week of training a little bit more effectively. So underneath the word statistics, right underneath the EG logo, you're going to have S1, S2, and S3 in overtime. Those are the only ones that you want to use as a goaltender. The rest of them are for Mike and myself and other goaltending coaches within the Elite Goalies faculty when we're scouting games. We have different requirements, and all you need to do is really track your S1, S2, S3 in overtime. When you skip all those other abbreviations and you go down to descriptors, you've got X for shot wide, X with a line under it, which is blocked, 5 is a goal, and so forth. You're basically going to place the number where the player was, and you're going to mark down what happened. So if a slap shot took place right at the top of the circle on the glove side, you're going to put a number 1 because you catched it and you controlled it, and you ended the play. Underneath that, if they scored any goals on you, you're going to place down, you know, what was it, the first goal, the second goal, or the third goal? Hopefully no more than that, guys and gals. You're going to place where that number goes and corresponds into the net, and you're going to draw out the play that beat you right beside it. On the lower right-hand corner of the page, it talks about the goal, the descriptors, type of shot, and zone. Basically, put down first goal scored at 9:52 of the first period, a snapshot from the top of the circle redirected to the low blocker corner. That gives you a little bit of a picture, and hopefully it gives you an understanding of maybe what you need to work on, whether it be quick eyes, quick hands, quick feet, using your voice, you know, whatever you need to do to make sure that you're creating the remedy for that. So you can do those in the first, you can do those in the second and third period. And what you really want to pay attention to is how many rebounds you put into the dangerous puck zone, which is outlined by what looks like a house that's right at the crease and in between the two faceoff dots. Underneath the overtime, where it says overtime on the right side of the page under the EG logo, you have shots for and shots against. You don't have to worry about that box at all. You just have to total the top. How many shots for us versus how many goals we scored, and how many shots for the visitors versus how many goals they scored, if any, against us, me. And the last page, we've got the first period, second period, and third period, which we'd itemize, hey, these are some things that happened in the game. This is what I need to work on. These are some things that I noticed that are habitual that I need to change. Talk about the opposition strengths. So when you review this page in the future, you could take a look and say, you know, number 16, number 7, and number 4 were terrific for their hockey team. They got two goals and an assist last game, and the defenseman had 7 shots on goal, which means he was the go-to guy. Good thing to know when you're preparing to meet that team in the future. Opportunities for improvement were things where it's, hey, what worked, what didn't work, what am I going to change, and you're going to mark those types of things down so that you can bring that into your practice the following week. And of course, you want to bring closure to the game. You know, there's nothing you can do by going back to visit what happened in the past. Once you've identified what worked and what didn't work, then you can move on. And like I said, nobody pays money to go see a bad movie twice. So you don't want to go back and start dwelling on, I shoulda, coulda, woulda wanted to do this. You just take that opportunity as a learning experience and focus your attention on finding the remedies for those. Remember, we don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater. Your system works. If you've come to EG and you've worked all summer with us, you know exactly what you need to do. If you have an off game, always look at 5 major things before you start blaming your team. Number 1, what was my preparation like? Did I prepare the way I needed to? Number 2, what was my positioning like? Number 3, what was my rebound control like? Number 4, what was my post-save recovery like? Did I get back into position quickly? And the last one, number 5, communication. Did I communicate to my defenseman when I needed to at key critical times? Did I tell him about the guy on the back door? Did I tell him about which guy that I was going to get? I've got shot and you get the open man. Little things like that. So you don't start blaming anybody on your team until you've really passed with A's through the first 5 things that I just talked about. Then we can start looking at different systems and so forth. But don't doubt yourself. You've worked hard. Confidence comes from knowing that you did the work in the summertime, and you guys all have. I look forward to seeing you guys. I hope that you love the tool and you utilize the tool, and I can't wait to see you this spring and summer, Elite Goalies.